the space where everything arises and ceases, where it is not arising and ceasing, it's just knowing. That's how I experience the still point. My question is, when turning the mind towards that, which I usually don't do, like you said, it always gets sucked into the world. When turning the mind towards that, I sometimes feel like a sense of attunement, something is wrong, because there is a sense of trying to keep it there. There's a sense of like wanting to fixate on it. Like, even that subtle, it has a sense of like wanting to, you know, grasping feels like that, but even trying to place it there, sometimes I can feel this sense like something is not right in the way I do it, because it's, there is this, it's trying to hold it there. So I wonder whether Ajahn Dah Nong Po has any helpful way of how we should hold that turning towards it in a way that is the middle way.
I would say the very fact that you can articulate that's what's being experienced, that shows that there's that aspect of the mind that knows that's going on, and that which is knowing that habit is occurring is not identified with that, is not commensurate with that.
Commensurate.
It means unconnected to or not the same thing as. It's knowing, oh, this is an event, this is a habit, this is a thing the mind is doing. So that which knows that habit is not that habit.
Mm.
Just that quality of, oh, look what this is going on. It can't just stop it. But that quality of, oh, look at this, look what's happening here. That in itself is a helpful step, if you like. Just the relaxation, going back to the tightrope walker, that I feel is a good analogy, because someone walking on a tightrope, they've got to be really focused, but they also have to be very relaxed. And so that kind of nonchalance, like, okay, dhamma, shmama, who cares really? Even if you don't really mean it, it's like pretending to be nonchalant. Rather, I got to, yes, look, oh, kind of breathlessly getting overstoked, like the Dhamma Nandiya, Dhamma Raga, that kind of. But even if you don't really mean it, just cultivating a kind of casual, like, easefulness. I like the word easefulness, nonchalant. Even if you don't mean it, sort of plant the suggestion of, okay, realization, shmealization, you know. But just to kind of lower the adrenaline or the sort of that sort of agitated habit of trying to fix or get or be. In a way, just knowing that feeling and appreciating it, just to recognize, oh, this is what they call the substratum of being, that kind of basic grasping bhava, the kind of urge to be. It's that kind of a tone. It's like this sort of basic grasping habit. Here it is, it feels like this. And that which is feeling it is not identified with it. Do you have any comments?
Yeah, just sort of recognizing that tendency to try to define, try to, how do I hold it? Or don't hold it. And it's that sense of being able to step back. So it's recognizing and then returning to, basically, it's just this returning to the knowing without having to define or hold it anymore.
Without having to do.
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
Right.
The experimental musician John Cage wrote a book called Silence, because his most famous musical piece was 4 minutes 33 seconds of silence, sitting in front of a piano with their fingers above the keys, not touching them. It's called 4 minutes 33. John Cage wrote a book called Silence, and the opening passage of Silence is, if you let it, it supports itself. You don't have to. Each something is a celebration of the nothing which supports it.
Can you say the last bit again?
Each something is a celebration of the nothing which supports it. When you remove the world from your shoulders, you discover it doesn't drop. Hopefully that's meaningful. So that sense of, if you let it, it supports itself. Just that much is enough, really. You don't have to hold the mind or the knowing in place. It's present. There's no thing that has to be done with it or to hold it, keep it, support it. If you let it, it supports itself. You don't have to. So he did have a background in Zen meditation as well. But I feel that's quite an insightful statement in terms of mind training. It's all recorded. I think we have a copy of Silence in the library as well. It's the sort of thing one can Google easily nowadays. John Cage is his name.